Hey Quan, how you doing? It's Pete.
Hey Pete, I'm looking at this paperwork you sent me. I just got off the phone with Concession Nation, and I had three different proposals from them last year, and we was going over this, and I realized that I want to make some changes, but I kind of want to get the process started too. You know, one of his questions was, you know, will they approve you for this trailer? And I'm like, well, yeah, I would think so. But it's kind of like, I guess we need a starting point because, you know, I guess at the end of the day, I need to know what y'all going to approve me for. Because we can put a lot of time into billing a trailer, and at the end of the day, I'm not sure if you're going to approve it.
Exactly. So all that we would need to get is an invoice or a quote in the application. Then I'll tell you if you're approved or not, and, you know, all that sort of the numbers and things like that. And then we can go from there. So that's probably the easiest way to do it, Quan. Just an invoice from them, just something that says, hey, or even a quote, just a price.
No, I'm sorry. I can't take that call now. It's too late. But, so I got three different invoices. I'm going to send you the invoice for the most expensive one, and let's see if you can get it approved or not, okay?
All right, perfect.
So and I just need to, I guess I need to print this.
You can email it, or you could honestly, if you have had people just scan them and or even just take a picture with their phone, if you have a phone that has decent quality, and just you could just send that via email.
Okay, so I could probably just take a picture, but I need to print it out and email it to you.
Yeah, or you could just email it to me, and if you have it on your computer, just forward it right over to me.
Okay, and you say y'all use, who do you use? Which credit bureau you use?
Experian.
Okay, and what Experian is, correct me if I'm wrong, now is there a difference between a credit score and a FICO score?
Or no, that's it.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, according to them, I'm supposed to be a low risk, according to them. So, let's try it. Let's see what they say.
Yeah, if that doesn't work with the more expensive one, then we could always just reapply for, you know, I can almost, I can see if I can apply for all three, you know, separately, and then maybe the most expensive one doesn't work, but we could do the other two, or, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Give me the invoices, and I'll try and get you approved for, you know, at least one of them. But we'll shoot for the most expensive one first, obviously. It's probably the nicest
one.
Yeah,
I'm just going to send that one over, and then I'm going to be looking for other stuff, too. But I just feel like, man, when billing these trailers, it's like I just feel like if I get everything from one company, I'm not getting the best deal. Like I feel like if I buy new equipment from them, it's being marked up and I'm spending a lot more money than I should. Like even I remember doing this last year, and I remember that the generator that they wanted to charge me for, there was a company down the street that had it for $1,500 less. You know, and I just know this stuff. A lot of people who don't know anything about food would just jump on it. But if I got a friend of mine that owns a restaurant equipment company, and I know how much these equipment should cost. And, you know, so that's why I'm like, okay, is there a way that we can, because at the end of the day, I got to pay this money back, you know. And I don't want to pay $1,500 more on a generator because I got it from them, or spend $400 more on a flat top grill just because I got it from them, you know. But is there any way that, you know, that like I can get the trailer from them? But I mean, at the end of the day, I may be getting merchandise from 5-6 different people. You know, like the wraparound that they do is very expensive. Like, you know what the wraparound is?
No, elaborate on that a little bit.
Well, the wraparound is kind of like when you see the concession trailer and it has all this artwork on the outside. You know, like whatever you want, the name, the sign, the pictures.
Okay,
itself.
I got you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like ridiculously expensive. It was like probably about $2,000 more.
Ooh.
than it, you know, than a local guy can do. So, I mean, I don't know. I know it's not traditional. I mean, how do y'all normally do it? I can't believe it. No customer has ever approached y'all like that.
I mean, if you want to just use different vendors, you know, we of course do that. You just kind of send us your shopping list, like with all different quotes. Like, here's the trailer I'm getting from, it was a Concession Nation, and then here's another invoice for this grill. It's just honestly, it's just pretty much more work on your end, but right. you know, you're gonna save some money. It's definitely worth it. But and yeah, basically. You know, I've dealt with restaurants, startups even before, and then some of them will painstakingly go through every single piece of equipment, get an invoice for it, you know, and send me that from different companies, and they got like 15 invoices. Other people are, you know, not trying to deal as much with the headache. They go to an equipment vendor. They say, this is what I need. Here's my shopping list. They get one invoice with every single piece on there, send that over. And yeah, it those tend to go through a little bit more smoothly and quickly. So we push for, because then you can call one you know, if I got to do like 15 different, you know, deliveries and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because we paid vendor directly. So it's just it's just a little bit more work and hassle on both ends. But at the end of the day, if you know, if that's what you want to do, you know, we can always accommodate that.
Okay.
Just certain people, well, like I said, tend to do it all from one guy. You know, I got Jim's restaurant, you know, equipment vendor, and he's got everything for me, and he sent over the invoice. It's going to be 115 grand, and let's get this done with. But, you know, each situation is different.
I'll see if I could talk to my restaurant guy. And the thing is, what happens is when you buy used equipment, like, it's here today, but it's gone tomorrow. So if he sends you an invoice that says, hey, this flat top is $600, you know, if he don't get a payment right then, unless he decides to hold it for me, but other than that, 2 days from now it's gone, and now I'm waiting a few days for him to get another equipment in, and this one may be 800, or it could be 400. It just, you know, it depends on the brand and the quality of the product. But nevertheless, I'm going to just...
It is also somewhere. A little bit harder to get the approvals for used equipment, just in general across the board. Doesn't matter, restaurant equipment, trucks, you know, anything, forklifts. It's harder to get a used piece of equipment because banks don't like financing things that they don't know exact appreciations on.
Okay, that makes sense.
Hello, sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Let me ask you for a second. He asked me the process, because normally, how do y'all do this? Do y'all just, like, if it's approved, you cut them the whole check? Or, because it's like a 6 or 7 week, he said, to bill it. If I got everything through them, and he says it's going to take about 6 or 7 weeks to complete the project. So once I'm approved, do y'all just cut them the entire check and have them bill it, or how does that work? Or do you pay half up front? Because he asked me exactly how it's going to be done.
Well, you know, usually the equipment's already done. Like for something like a bulldozer, it's more of just, you know, paying the vendor. It definitely depends what your vendor asks for. Some ask for first and last payment right up front. And if it costs, I mean, if it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks to build, you know, I'd definitely have to ask with somebody at underwriting, because it's a little bit of a different situation than I'm used to. Because, you know, say...
Well, they build these from scratch. And this is supposedly like the number one concession trailer company, and well, at least one of the best. And they build it from ground up to the top. And then what they do is, because basically what they're going to do is they send me this proposal. After the proposal is approved and I sign off on it, then they start building it from scratch, you know.
Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. It's hard. I guess they would have to guarantee that it's going to be delivered on a certain date, certain time, and it will be finished. It definitely is something that, you know, I haven't had equipment that's been built from the ground up for a specific customer.
Well, not equipment, but the trailer.
The trailer itself.
Right.
The equipment inside is pretty standard.
Yeah, that's how they do it. Well, I mean, the thing is, they don't have like this. It's not like a car lot, but they just have all these trailers sitting there, and people come by and pick up the one they want and drive off. They're the manufacturer, so they actually built it, and so they're going to require the payment, obviously, up front. They want to build a $52,000 trailer, and then for like, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, I can understand if they do want everything up front.
Right. I mean, they should. I mean, well, if I was paying cash, then they would may say, hey, put something down. And, well, let's see, down payment required to place order. I mean, if you're paying cash, but if I'm going through a loan company, I mean, I would think that they would want it all up front. Why wouldn't you do it?
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, I mean, it doesn't seem like something we shouldn't be able to do. But, you know, it's basically the same thing as, you know, paying for something and having a 6-week shipping. So, exactly. If you're ordering a truck from California and you're in South Carolina and it's going to take 4 weeks to ship, I'm sure we would still pay the vendor up front. But I can obviously double check on that. You know, I'm not an equipment expert. Double check with underwriting to see the actual logistics about that. But if you wanted to just send me the application and I don't know, what's your idea? Are you going to go try and do pieces separately, or you want to do the entire thing from Concession Nation?
No, I mean, I think the easiest thing to do, I'm just, bottom line is, I think I'm just going to have to negotiate with this guy, and I think it would be easier if I can get
everything
him
from one
prices.
Place. Yeah.
Get everything at one place. Just get him to come down on prices. Like, I'm sure if I send him an invoice from some company that say they can get me a generator for $1,500 cheaper, then, you know. But anyway, that's what I think. That's the ideal thing to do, is just get it directly through this one company. So I'm going to send you the most expensive invoice and see if they can approve that or not. And then we just go from there, you know, because they do have ones cheaper, but this is obviously the best one and the ideal one to start off with.
And I'll double check on that payment if we got to, you know, exactly how we would handle that. But I'm 90% confident that it's not going to be an issue. Just pay them up front and
just have them
build it, and then they'll build it out to you and ship it. Are you going to pick this thing up?
Well, no,
or?
I'm going to pick it up.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
How far away are they from where you're located?
Not too bad. They're in Florida, so, I mean, they're in Fort Lauderdale, and I'm in Charleston, South Carolina, so I'm thinking, I don't know, 8 hours, maybe, 8-9 nice. Hours.
And you have to pay that for that Florida tax?
I don't know. That's a good
question. A lot of the ways the equipment works is, if you get it shipped, say you get it shipped over to South Carolina, you'll pay South Carolina tax. If you go and pick it up and drive it off the lot, that's going to be Florida tax. I'm dealing with a situation like that because I have a customer in Oregon. They don't have sales tax, and she's going to, you know, lose $2,000 or $3,000 just driving it off the lot from Arizona, so she's having it shipped.
Wow.
So,
crazy.
Yeah, so definitely look into that. See, because if it's going to cost, I mean, these are just obviously, I have no idea how much it would cost to ship this, but say it cost $1,000 to ship the trailer from Florida up to South Carolina, and you're going to pay $2,000-$3,000 in sales tax, and, you know, your sales tax is, you know, maybe not as much. You got to work the numbers out, obviously, but sometimes it is cheaper to have it shipped off.
Well, I'm reading it right now. It says right here, it says, sales tax will be added to subtotal if applicable. And then it says, sales tax not acceptable if delivery outside of Florida. So what does that mean?
I'm sure. I think that means that the sales tax for Florida is not going to be applicable if it's shipped out of, you know, if it's shipped out of Florida, it goes to, you know, South Carolina, anywhere else. Why should they get the taxes for that? I don't know. I just know that's the way it worked with a previous trucking deal I'm working on right now. So I would assume it's maybe similar.
So in that situation, is better if they picked it up.
It depends. It depends what the it depends what the taxes are going to be like in South Carolina, and it depends what the taxes are in Florida. If it's more expensive in South Carolina, then pay the sales tax in Florida, drive it up. If it's the other way around, you gotta work some numbers a little bit. But just giving you a heads up. But we also do cover some soft costs, so you can actually finance the delivery. So we would we would cover the cost to deliver it to your door, which is nice. So then you're still gonna pay for it, obviously, but it's something that's just included in the total cost of the equipment, rather than us financing your trailer, and then you gotta still pay money on top to get it shipped and or drive it up.
Right. Well, that's something I'll definitely ask him about. Ask him about that. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna head over and print this out. Then
shoot over that in an application, and we can get some
feedback. You said it's going to take about 24 hours.
Yeah, sometimes if you get it early in the morning, you kind of can get it towards the end of the day, but just general benchmark 24 hours within there should have some sort of feedback. If it doesn't get approved, then we'll just try a different route. Maybe we'll do something cheaper. Maybe it's not just dead right there in the water, because we're doing the most expensive one here, so if that doesn't work, we always have other options. But if it does, that we're pretty confident then we could get even cheaper ones, or change things around.
Okay, well, I'll have that to you probably within the hour.
All right, sounds good, Quan.
All right, thank you.
Take care, man.
Uh-huh. Bye.